There we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
And don't play the music loud.
Wolverines Freedom Radio. Broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
You're techno babying again, William. You're sounding like a robot. What about it, Russell?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
How you doing, my man?
Oh, just hanging in there, brother. You know how
yep.
it is.
Yeah.
Working the ground to try to get a little something going here.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Joseph, you need to get another mic or another connection or what? You sounded like Hal.
Sound like a couple of cats fucking.
Yep.
No, still there.
How's that?
That seems to be better.
He must have put a tinfoil hat on.
Okay.
I had to raise one arm up and one arm down just to make an antenna. I'm kidding. You know, with all this shit going on and everything, you know, and stuff, watching it go down, I'm sitting there trying to figure it all out and everything. But, you know, these globalists are showing us just how far they're willing to go with all this. What do you think?
Well, we know that. We know they're going balls to the walls right now because they have no choice but to. But I think we got more important things going on than that, you know, all the Israel stuff. Hamas is brutal fucking animals. That's what they were yesterday. That's what they are today. That was what they were the day before yesterday, okay? Ain't nothing changed there. That attack was, there is no excuse for an attack like that on civilians. None whatsoever. It can never be explained away. But every damn college campus, really, is out there, oh, we support Hamas. These kids have been so bad. You know what? Let's just take a moment. And everybody, let's put our hands together and give the education system a big round of applause because they have completely succeeded in their 30-plus year mission to dumb down America to the point of this era in time, in history, will be known as the dumb age.
Most definitely. Well, since you mentioned history, let me give them a little history lesson. 1972, Munich, Germany, the Olympic Games. Black September, a PLO peel-off of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, a terrorist group, infiltrates the Olympic Games and murders 11 Israeli athletes at the Munich Games. Joseph Turnet, Van Off. Every show. Okay. 4 years later, Air France Flight 139, Palestinian terrorists hijack it, fly it to Entebbe, Uganda. Okay? We're looking at anywhere from 10 to 12 people killed. Okay? Coming up, the 40th year anniversary of the Beirut bombing. 220 Marines, 241 military personnel, totally by an Iranian worshiper of the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Mm-hmm.
Palestinian, Iran, okay, these people are savages. They're totally fanatical psychopaths. And anyone that supports these barbaric, savage animals, they need to be drug in the street and just beat with lead pipes.
Yep. I know one congressman.
How do you justify this? You cannot justify this.
No, it's unjustifiable. I had pictures sent to me by some friends. Brother, let me take you something. This was a child that was curled up in the fetal position, and you could tell it was a young child, and that little body was as charred as that fucking pizza you put in the oven when you came home drunk and woke up the next morning and discovered it was still in there and the oven was still cooking it. I am telling you.
I mean,
it was beyond barbaric. Dismembering people, rape, murder, dragging their bodies through the street. And this is what our children are being taught on these college campuses. Oh, we support Hamas, freedom fighters. Ladies and gentlemen, this generation that we're talking about right here, right now, out there doing that, I'm going to tell you what, you parents have done a horrible job of parenting. You have failed miserably. You have spent a fortune of money fucking having your children programmed. You're as big an idiot as they fucking are, okay? We've got more problems going on in the world than we can shake a stick at right here in our country, all right? We've already got a supply chain shortage. And what happens? Oh, yeah, let's kick our little fucking union buddies into it. Let's shut down the Mack plant, the parks, and everything else we need to keep these trucks rolling down the highway. And then you have the fucking supposedly leader of that union out there on television wearing a shirt that said, eat the rich.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know, I'm telling you what, Virgil, they've won, brother. They have won. America's too dumbed down, too emasculated to even fight.
Well, I'm going to agree with you. Sadly and heartbrokenly, I'm going to agree with you. The damage has been too severe. I mean, there wasn't this much damage done to the USS Arizona before it sank. I mean, this is just impossible. Okay, I would like to give anybody 10 seconds, out of my life, and you tell me all you know about Islam, unless you were in the sandbox with the rest of us. Okay? These people are savages. They are savages. And you want to know who to blame for all of this? You want to know who really needs to get their ass whipped because of all of this? Every goddamn one of us, because the good old U.S. of A. is responsible for this, and I'm going to tell you how we are responsible for this. It's something that Russell has preached against time and time. He said it once, said it 1,000 times. There is no such thing as a peace by agreement, a negotiated peace. Okay, the only way you obtain peace is you destroy your enemy's ability to ever make war against you again. And we failed to do that. And it's a bad habit that we have progressed upon and perfected since Korea, since Vietnam, since the first Gulf War, when we half-assed that shit. Anybody want to finish that story for me?
Right.
Okay, it has gone on and on and on and on and on.
And
it needs to stop. It needs to stop.
Right, and here's the thing, Virgil. Their thing about peace is, hey, let's get them all these millions and billions of dollars. Maybe that will quieten them down a little bit. Well, no, they use those millions of dollars and turn it against us.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, while you're on this, Virgil hit on something I want to elaborate on a little bit. So, too. Okay. We were funding Hamas, okay? Well, the Palestinians. Well, there is no fucking country of Palestine, all right? There are no Palestinians, unless you're talking about the people who live in the city that was once part of Israel. It's Hamas. And when Trump found out that we were funding Hamas, he cut the funding to Hamas. And for 2 or 3 years, there was absolutely nothing coming from Hamas whatsoever. They were broke dick poor. Well, something I just learned today, guess what happened 3 years ago? Right after Biden got elected, he started funding Hamas again. But he did it in a backhanded way. He sent, instead of them direct funding, which they would have had to explain, they sent the money to the UN. All right, in the last 3 years, the Biden administration has given directly to Hamas over $1 billion. And I'm sure they bought up a bunch of the weaponry that was left behind in Afghanistan. Another fucking debacle. Ladies and gentlemen, there are exactly 17 fucking days left in our strategic reserve. 17 fucking days. That might, look, they're doing nothing to replenish it. They have made sure that we have nothing left to fight with between sending arms to the Ukraine, which end up over here in the hands of the our cartels. Now we're going to be sending stuff to Israel. Now, we should support Israel, and that's the only war we should be in. Nobody still gives me a legitimate reason for the war in Ukraine other than trying to save their asses from all these laws, international and domestic laws, they were breaking with the bioweapons labs there and stuff like that. We got 17 days. And let me tell you, 17 days ain't shit, ladies and gentlemen. They have made sure we're stretched out, and with the help of Joe Biden and the green policy that leads to aid in all of this. And let me tell you right now, our armed forces couldn't put up a good fight to defend us. It's impossible. You know how long 17 days is in a war?
Well, Russell.
It's a fraction of a fucking second. All right?
Well,
it's
Russell.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, Russell, it ain't far to empty when you got to fuel up two carrier groups to head to the Mediterranean. Okay? It ain't far to empty on an aircraft carrier going full steam.
Nope.
Cruisers, submarines, all of this, maybe not the submarines, they're nuclear powered. But you've got destroyers, you've got cruisers, you've got aircraft. All of this requires fuel. Okay? And all of them can suck a tanker dry in a matter of hours. So what we have here, we have a president that paid $6 billion for so-called hostages. We ain't seen one on TV get off of a plane and kiss the ground to Iran. And right after this money is paid, all of this shit breaks loose. Of this shit breaks loose. You see, here's the thing about the Palestinians. All right, give you another little history lesson. The Palestinians were run out of Jordan. They went to Lebanon, off all kind of shit down there. They got kicked out of Lebanon, brought to Libya. Libya kicked them out. So they finally infiltrated back into the West Bank. This is all remnants of Yasser Arafat and Ayatollah Khomeini, which the point I'm trying to make is throughout the past several decades, Palestinians have been the problem child of the Islamic community. They don't know what to do with them, and they're just like the aunt, the great aunt, you know, or sister-in-law, or brother-in-law, that has no place to go, but you don't mind them visiting every now and then, but you don't want them living with you. And this
right.
is the case here. This is the case here. I mean, and God knows how many of these psychopathic savages have come across our southern border and turned into sleeper cells. You're going to see, I guarantee you, you are going to see by, I'm going to say February of next year, February, March, maybe even the holidays, maybe even the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. you are going to see a terrorist attack in the United States, and it's not only going to be one location. It's going to be in several different locations. Okay?
And they still haven't found that missing chemical.
I'm looking at, I'm looking at this. Russell, am I still on?
You there,
yeah, you're on.
Okay. No, I heard a beep. I heard a beep over my phone, and that, usually when I hear that, it cuts out. Okay. I'm looking at this. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Russell, if you, thinking like your enemy, become your enemy, could you think of a better target? A better target?
You know what I would do? Now, I've heard some numbers. I don't know how accurate they are, so don't quote me on this because I haven't really been able to definitely confirm it one way or another, okay? But I have been told that there are a minimum of 60 supercells in the U.S. right now. Now, supercell is 12, okay? Man, team, so to speak, all right? So if you got 60 of these and they're in country, what I would do was I wouldn't try to get a parade or anything like that. What's the biggest thing that happens right after fucking Thanksgiving Day? Thanksgiving Day, everybody's going to be at home for the most part, family and friends and stuff. But where's every motherfucking moment on the planet going the day after Christmas?
Black Friday. They're going Friday. Shopping, going Christmas shopping.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, you could hit the biggest mall in every, with 60 of them, you could hit the malls among the biggest mall in every major city in the U.S. with 60 supercells. And there'd be so much chaos raised by that. People would be so alarmed, these little motherfucking fuck trophies attending college right now. They would, oh, help mm-hmm. us, protect us, save us, we need this, bang.
Russell, I am glad you said that.
Law.
I'm glad you said that because you can look this up. You can look this up right now, okay, because I had to speak to detectives in Tennessee behind this. This company I'm working for now, I was in orientation with an individual. It was just me and this young black belt named Rudy, okay? Second day of orientation, we got cops showing up over at Sprint Transport in St. Gabriel, like we're giving out free donuts, okay? Turns out that this guy and his wife went to a Walmart in Tennessee. He started shooting a pistol in the air, and when people were running out of the Walmart, his wife was going cash register to cash register, cleaning them out.
Damn.
Okay. Now you can check this out. You can check this out. I'm not bullshitting you. And I got a call from them, and they would ask me questions. What was he talking about? Was he talking about this? Was he talking about other things or whatever? And I said, you know, I said, he just seemed like a normal guy. But the connection I'm trying to make here is, how easy would it be for four or five people of a terrorist cell to smuggle in firearms to a Target, to a Walmart, to a Best Buy, to wherever, and just set up an L ambush or a blood circle and just go to shooting people?
Well,
and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, people.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, look at the UN bringing in those terrorists, those fighting-age men in here to the borders and everything, and the Mexican cartels are supplied to those military, you know, arms and stuff. Let's just say they're not doing it, going to do it.
Well, they're not supplying them. The supplies were already here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always move your supplies in first,
mm-hmm,
before,
mm-hmm,
you move anything else in. You set up the supplies. You move these supplies to safe houses. You have all of this stuff prepared and waiting for them. Okay, when they get there.
Like those missing chemicals from that train.
I mean, it's just like a furnished apartment. You know, you've got your couch,
mm-hmm,
your recliner, your TV, your kitchen, your stove, your washing machine, everything. Everything's supplied already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
mm-hmm,
it's already been supplied. And it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Think like your enemies. Think, what would you do? What would you do? Obama hated Israel. He hates Israel now. Biden is Obama's third term. Look at what he did with the Muslim Brotherhood, giving them all those weapons, all that armament, all of that. Okay? Afghanistan. I guarantee you, there ain't a rifle one or a pistol one left in Afghanistan. They're all in the West Bank, Gaza. I guarantee,
mm-hmm,
you that.
Mhm. Yeah. Without a doubt, you know, and I mean, it's just gotten ridiculous. You know, like we've got this going on. They're doing its way. They're still doing everything they can do to keep the supply chain disrupted. And very quietly, in the name of greens, they cut production of nitrogen fertilizer by 25%. The day they did that, that put like 1.1 billion people on the verge of starvation. Nitrogen, mm-hmm, is the important fertilizer that you can have when it comes to producing farm crops and raising food, okay? And they've,
mm-hmm,
been cutting that. They're not doing anything to to restock the strategic reserves. They're not doing and where's all this military gear coming from? We're shipping over there, man. We depleted our stockpiles of equipment.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm, you know what? And I'm fixing to take another second here, and I think we should give a round of applause to Russia, Iran, and China for a job well done. They played the fucking idiots in Washington, D.C., talking about the Uniparty, the Biden. D.C. is just completely corrupt. There's no good people left there whatsoever.
No,
but,
no. Like,
what I'm saying is, they played us like a fine-tuned fiddle. We have nothing left to stand up with here in our own country. There's at least 500,000 military-age men. And let me tell you something. Even if they don't have the training our guys have or whatever like that, if you've got 500,000 men on the ground with tactical training, that is a serious fucking problem. Am I wrong, Virgil?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, because if you watch these videos of these men, these military-age men crossing the border, if you know what you're looking at just by the simple way that they walk, just by the simple way that they walk, you can tell there's military training in them. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. If you know what you're looking for. There is no slouching. There is no slouching. There is no arms, you know, shoulders in front of the knees and the arms slouching down. No, they're all walking straight and they're stepping high.
Mm-hmm.
And that is military discipline training. Okay? These guys here, they have been, we've been supplying everything under the sun to these countries. They know how to shoot an M16, M4, whatever you want to call it. They know how to operate a 50 cal. They know how to operate anti-tank weapons, anti-aircraft weapons. They know how to do all the communications equipment. They know all of this because we trained them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given billions and trillions and gazillion dollars all over the place to these countries that hate our guts. Because,
well, another that,
because Barack Hussein Obama, along with Jew hater George Soros, the Nazi criminal that has yet to be put on trial for war crimes, who has clearly stated on national television talk shows that he hates America. I hate this country. I hate this country. Okay? But just like always, we half-ass everything. We half-ass everything.
Well, and we always give money.
The last thing we did not half-ass was World War II, because we had a general who had a set of brass ones. We had several generals that had sets of brass ones. Eisenhower, Patton, MacArthur.
And the thing is, in those wars, we went to war to defeat our enemy. Politicians wasn't involved in it. They wasn't involved in the planning. They didn't set rules of engagement. They didn't do anything else. The only rule of engagement was to kill your fucking enemy. It's just
that's
that
right.
No.
And even after the war, we let our military make sure, or try to make sure, that this kind of shit didn't take place again. We hunted down the Japanese war criminals. The Israelis, the Jews, they hunted down for years and for decades Nazi war criminals. We put a lot of them on the end of a rope.
And communists, too.
A long drop and a short stop. And Italians, who helped the Nazis out, the Finns who helped the Nazis out, and even right now the Ukrainians who are Nazi sympathizers. You can see the tattoos all over their military personnel.
Here's a little something that most people don't know about the Nuremberg trials and that kind of stuff. Media, news network heads, reporters were tried and hung for collaboration, for lying to people, for spreading
the
propaganda. And you think I'm
lying? Right.
Fuck up.
That's right. Look at Tokyo Rose. Tokyo Rose took a long drop and a short stop on the end of a rope.
Yep.
When they caught that bitch. You know, I mean, people. You know, all of a sudden, okay, where's Ukraine at on the news? You don't hear nothing about Ukraine. No more. No more. All of this stuff in Israel has just overshadowed that. Okay, what's next? What's going to overshadow this going on in Israel? The only thing that could overshadow it, is right here at home. Right here at home. ABC News special report. Terrorists have attacked the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, killing hundreds of bystanders. You know, where is the biggest concentration of the Jewish community in America? In New York.
Right.
Where do they hold the Macy's Day Parade? In New York. I don't care what kind of security presence you got. You think a NYPD uniform and badge is going to stop a bullet? You think they're not going to shoot cops? Do you think they're not going to shoot SWAT teams? You can't put a sniper in every damn building in New York watching the crowd.
Look at it this way, Virgil. They've already got Hamas terrorists in New York already. All those fighting-age men, they're already there.
It's not only Hamas. It's Hezbollah. Hezbollah is twice as dangerous as Hamas.
Trust me.
I know the measure of their resolve.
And in the name of tolerance and stuff like that, all the mosques across the U.S., okay, every fucking mosque across the U.S. counted. Guess who controlled of 70% of them? Muslim Brotherhood, Obama's big buddy.
That's right. That's right. And who is the top cheerleader for the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States?
Hey, that's cool.
Louis Farrakhan.
Well, don't forget to lead the Congress. Yeah.
Farrakhan has not one Islamic nation, not Saudi Arabia, none of these people have stood up and said, we condemn what is going on. We condemn this attack on him. None of them did. None of them. We've got these bitches, this squat squad, and they're saying, oh, yeah, hooray for Hamas, flying the Palestinian flag and all this kind of shit. And everything else, okay, 11 Americans have been killed in Israel since this started. 11 Americans have been killed.
No, sir, brother, the count is up to 32.
32, yep. Okay, 30, I was unaware of that.
They don't actually know how many have been kidnapped or missing.
But we all have a common denominator. We got two common denominators in this, Palestinian and Iran.
Yep.
Palestinian and Iran. But, oh, no,
yep.
we got to let the Iranian nuclear program go ahead on. We're gonna check in on them every now and then, but we're going to give them 2 weeks' notice before we send inspectors in to make sure they're in compliance, okay? So why don't we just adapt that, and I'll open up a meth lab, and when the police come to raid, you just give me 2 weeks' notice before you come raid my house, raid my meth lab. Okay?
Well,
so
I'll
have everything in order.
Let me tell you something else about Iran and the globalist Democrat Party. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran was one of the richest culturally and monetarily countries in the world under the Shah of Iran. Okay? There was none of this women running around and fucking
burkas.
It was a modern, functioning, progressive country that was absolutely flourishing until Jimmy Carter, he wasn't the first, he was probably the second or the third globalist that got involved, elected president. And he decided the Shah was bad and brought the Shah down. This is where all this stupid shit with Iran started. And that was 40, 45 years ago, brother.
Yeah, it was about that time. Yep. It was during the Carter administration when they overran the embassy, and Carter ordered the embassy Marines to stand down, not to open fire on the alleged college kids or whatever that climbed the wall and went into the embassy and caused the hostage crisis, you know, which was another debacle rescue. Because
my point is, ladies and gentlemen, and as we've been telling y'all all along, this isn't something that happens in the last 3 years. This is something that happened with Obama. This stuff has certainly been in progress for 5 or 6 decades now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you something. Through the education system, when the federal government took over the education system, that was it. That's where all your hippies and leftists and domestic terrorists in the 60s went. They all became professors. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know how successful they were, all you have to do is turn on your local news and watch for what's going on in these college campuses. These poor, dumbed-down, miserable specimens of humanity actually support Hamas. They support the
barbaric things
that went
on. The university in Mexico was supporting Hamas.
Let him finish, Joe. Go ahead, Russell.
They supported the rape, murder, beheadings, dismemberment of children, grandmothers. See, this wasn't an attack on the Israeli base. It wasn't an attack on the Israeli fighting force. It was a straight-up attack on civilians. And because of the media, because of these idiots running around on these fucking college campuses, all right, Israel has to give a warning. Hey, y'all, go on and get the fuck out of there. We're kicking the COVID there and fucking turn the place to rubble. And, of course, you know, Hamas is using people as shields. And why in the world the people that live in that part of that shithole stay there and support these people when they... It's nothing short of, it's got to be a satanic cult. And I just believe that's all Islam is a satanic cult. I don't think
it's,
how far.
It has just become mind-boggling as to how we let this progress to this point. When we had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to end it before it even started.
Exactly.
We have had piss poor leadership. All right. But when we have to go to war, Congress, okay, fine, we're going to declare war on so-and-so. Okay, we're declaring war, we're sending in our military. You're going to learn the new meaning of a word, sorry, whoever the fuck you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then back the fuck up and let the generals run the war. What do you need? Let us know what you need. We'll get you the money. We'll get it built. No problem. That was the attitude in World War II. Okay? That was the attitude in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you what you need. And the generals ran the war.
Mm-hmm. And today's military, you know, our military's fucked up from the ground up.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. We're just the Congress. We have to go to the United Nations. Get them on the phone. Let's find out what we can do and what we can't do. Okay. Oh, well, you can send your troops in, but just like in Beirut, they can't load a magazine of ammunition into their weapon or lock and load till they get fired upon. You know, we can't be the aggressors. We can't fire the first shot. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the rules of engagement and fuck getting fired upon till you fire back.
Exactly.
You adopt the same principle that my grandfather's brother did in World War II. When they caught one of them son of a bitches with them lightning bolts on his collar, Russell, they didn't give a fuck if he was holding a rifle or holding his hands in the air. That son of a bitch was dead as fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the ones that started it, and they were going to let the world know that they were going to be the ones to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to eliminate the Nazi party altogether. They were going to eradicate them from the face of the earth, and they did. Basically, they thought they did.
Well, they all went to the Ukraine.
Yeah, or South America. But,
Corbin,
you know, I mean, these kids today, they, you know, and this is why they don't have social studies in school anymore. They don't have world history. Because you ask a seventh grader, okay, junior high, you ask seventh grader, what was D-Day? And they'll swap their thumb from their mouth to their ass for 6 months trying to figure it out. But you ask them who Madonna is, or Jay-Z, or Brittany Griner, or any of that shit, you know, oh, they can tell you, they can give you a whole phone book full of information.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're going to have to do something. I mean, just too much. Oh, hell. All right. And, yes, sir, let me tell you. Texas Senator John, yes, I am a uniparty piece of shit, Cornyn, U.S. Senator from the once great state of Texas, came out today giving a speech on how this bill was passed by the Senate. It's an 80-page bill. Nobody read it. had time to read it or anything. They pushed it through. They got it passed. It's going to House. It's a bill that contains gun confiscation. And, of course, it's for safety and protect our children, Virgil. You know, it, everything is all about those lovely little fucking latent homosexual fuck trophies out there in the world.
Well,
right.
All I can say is, you know, they can try. You know, can't nobody stop them from trying. They mm-hmm. might be successful in some cases, but I don't think the majority of cases they're going to be very successful on. And this is just going completely madness. And my view on it is this, Russell. You know, we need to just find us a cave or something and just hide in it. And once everything deteriorates and implodes, let the cannibals kill and eat each other. And then, you know, we stick our head out of the cave and, you know, when we don't hear anything like Red Dawn, like the first Red Dawn, you know, mm-hmm. when the kid asked the leader, you know, how long are we going to stay up here? And that MiG flew over, and there that jet plane fly over, and he says, till we don't hear that no more.
Right.
Well, you know, that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take the whole United States to turn into a Maui and burn uh-huh. itself. Start one fire in California, start one up in Maine, New Jersey, up at the tip, and let it burn toward each other. And then that's it.
And, you know, as sad to say as it is, that's the only way any of this is going to be fixed, ladies and gentlemen, is that it has gotten so corrupt. And ladies and gentlemen, you think, well, yeah, this and this and that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The corruption we've seen, the corruption we've covered, the corruption that's out there in the media every day, and you're sitting there going, oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen a fraction of what these fucking people are capable of. What you're seeing out there, out in the right now, is the tiny little tip of that fucking iceberg. And that iceberg is big enough to sink this beloved country.
Well, that's like
we said.
Let's not forget, Russell. 2024, Trump's going to ride in on a white horse. And he's going to pull out Excalibur, and he's going to clear out with one sweep of his mighty sword all of the corruption and everything, because we have the power to vote him back into office.
Do I have to hold my breath?
I was hoping to hear you laugh, because I like to hear you laugh.
Yeah, but let me tell you, that was a funny thing. Well, and you know what, Virgil, you forgot the other side of that coin, too. Not only is Trump going to come in here with his white horse the same day, but before anything really bad happens here in the U.S., all these Christians are going to be magically whisked away.
Yeah,
because nothing bad going to happen to them. Because the preacher's been lying to them for 40 years. Let me tell you, this fucking pre-rapture, pre-tribulation rapture thing is bullshit. That didn't become part of doctrine until like 1800 when things are already starting to brew toward the Civil War and that kind of stuff. And they needed something to keep the natives from getting too restless and stuff. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says you will be persecuted in his name. And let me tell you, we haven't seen any persecution here in the United States of America. You want to see some fucking persecution, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go to Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. Put in a cage, dropped in a pool of water, and drowned like a rat. Set on fire, burned to death, stoned to death. That is persecution. That's right. I forget. American Christians are way more special than the rest of the Christians in the world. That's just for those Christians over there. We're not going to have to deal with anything like that. Because, Virgil, you know what? We're so special, and we're going to get whisked away before anything bad.
Well, I know I'm going to get whisked away because I just sent $100 to a televangelist, and he told me that I can put a luggage rack on my hearse.
What, don't make it a stripper?
Oh no, I got 72 of them waiting in heaven for me. You know, I'm on the flip side of that Muslim coin. You know, I don't want 72 virgins. I want 72 sluts that know what they're doing.
Hey, Virgil, one of our listeners made a comment. I got to tell you, earlier on the show about you driving naked in your truck with a camera. You know,
uh-huh.
And everything when you was talking about. He said you did a good thing. You did a good thing with that because you're leasing the use of your carbon footprint by losing all the weight with the clothes.
Okay. I'm still getting my ass chewed behind that one. But you see that camera. That camera in that truck, that driver camera, okay, it not only goes, you know, they can punch in live on their computers, but it also goes to the corporate system.
Oh.
So
they saw it too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bringing it in, I had to let Virgil know. That cracked me up when I read what he put down there. But we got two listeners in. We got him. We got CNN. They are called Conservative Nation Media. So I want to thank you all for coming in and joining us and stuff. But Robert's our biggest fan, so he's the one joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Russell and I are trying to tell you, okay, we have been to these shitholes. We have experienced the measure of resolve with these people, whether it be Central American drug cartels or whether it be Islamic terrorists or what have you. They're all in the same boat. They don't care about killing you or anyone else or how young you are, how old you are, or whatever.
That's right. And right now, the
will
brother
kill you. You are a sacrifice for them. And they have no problem with making a fashion statement. Okay, when I say a fashion statement, you see a terrorist, he's getting ready in the morning, he's putting a suit on. His wife is asking him, Abdullah, what vest are you going to wear with your suit today? Bulletproof or suicide?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, right. These people here, they will strap 50 pounds of C4 or Russian Semtech or whatever they can come up with, coat themselves down with a bunch of going to Walmart and buy these big canisters, these plastic canisters of Daisy BBs and duct tape them around there and turn themselves into a walking, talking Claymore mine.
Uh-huh.
And then walk into.
Got lost. He'll call back in for me, close. But yeah, he's telling the truth. I mean, you know, Russell, the globalists are showing us how far they're willing to go. We're seeing it take them.
When they said 5 billion people out of the 6 billion people on the planet needed to go away, they wasn't fucking around. And they plan to kill us any way they can, shape or form. And, you know, they think, I guess they got it figured out. They're going to be all right or whatever. But I said a while back,
if you remember, it's going to be around November or December when this all starts. I didn't think it was going to be this month. I was thinking like around voting time, you know, but this came in quick. They brought this in real fast. You know, that's what I was seeing. And I felt virtual, you know, that caught me off guard. You know, because I wasn't expecting it to happen this fast.
They got to have something going on where they can stop the 2024 election. And for those of you that think the 2024 election is the saving factor that's going to turn all this around, y'all are still way too uneducated or ill-informed to know just how corrupt your government is. And Joseph, I'm going to have to cut out of here. It's about that time, brother.
In here, well, it's time to close the show. We'll do another show tomorrow. And also, I want to say this while you're still here, Virgil, or Russell. We're going to have a special guest as soon as she comes in from the United States. She's trying to escape Israel right now. And she's going to know exactly what went on at Music Fest, because we're not being told the whole story of that and everything. Her daughter's already here, but she's going to come on the show as soon as she gets out of Israel and everything. So we're going to hear from her, and I'll keep you all posted on that and everything. But, you know, we've been calling the shots on this show for almost 22 years now, and we haven't been wrong yet.
And that's sadly true, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I got to go. I got an early day, ladies and gentlemen. Be
all right.
Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your cordless hole punch nearby. And be safe, everybody. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. This is Gunny out.
All right, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Stay tuned and see you all later.